It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. From movies like The Dark Knight Rises and Jack Reacher to The Fault in Our Stars, film production in Pennsylvania and the Pittsburgh area in particular brings in big bucks. The Pittsburgh Film Office has reported more than $100 million brought in by the movie business to the region each year for the last 4 years. 10 years ago, Pennsylvania was at the forefront of the film industry tax incentive program, which has made the Commonwealth a more enticing place to shoot movies and TV shows. But now, with increased limits to the tax credits available, how competitive does the region remain? Don Keyser, director of the Pittsburgh Film Office, joins us by phone to talk about the state of movie production in the region. Don Keyser, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you for having me. How are you today?
Good, good. Explain how this program works.
Well, the Film Tax Credit Program has been in existence for 8 years, and it's one of the best programs that Pennsylvania taxpayers have to bring much-needed revenue into the Commonwealth. Essentially, what we do is the Commonwealth offers a 25% film tax credit once a movie has agreed to spend more than 60% movie, television show, commercial, once they've agreed to spend more than 60% of their budget in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So on a $10 million movie, they have to spend a minimum of $6 million on Pennsylvania businesses, Pennsylvania labor, Pennsylvania everything. They spend $6 million at the end of their show after they've been audited and we've looked through everything they've done. We give them back a $2.5 million tax credit that they can use for their own taxes, or they can transfer it or sell it to offset the cost of someone else's taxes.
So the credits, again, are designed to just make it easier for the filmmakers to come here and offset their costs.
Absolutely. And there's 42 states in this country that offer some sort of incentive program. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we were the third state in behind both Louisiana and New Mexico. So we were on this very early because of our longtime history. We've been making films in southwestern Pennsylvania since 1914. Since that time, though, there's 42 states with some sort of incentive program. You have to have something or they're not coming at all. The state of New York currently has a $450 million a year program. The state of Georgia currently gives out a 30% film tax credit with an uncapped amount, meaning they have no limit. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has been capped at $60 million now for the last 5 years. And what that's really doing is limiting both our job growth, the infrastructure growth, and the opportunities for Pennsylvania. The state of California just last week approved increasing their film tax credit from $100 million to $330 million for the film industry. This is good money for people to come in. This is a non-impactful type of business. We're not building new roads for them. We're not building new schools for them. They're able to come in. They spend lots of money. They hire our local people. They train our local people. We've quadrupled our union crew base in the last 4 years alone because of the amount of work we've been bringing into southwestern Pennsylvania in this industry. So it's really working, and I'm really hopeful that very soon Pennsylvania uncaps our program so we can really start seeing some infrastructure being built, some new companies moving in, and people able to rely on the fact that this industry is here to stay in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Last night, the new Starz TV series, The Chair, premiered on the South Side. It was filmed and developed here in Pittsburgh around the Point Park University campus and downtown. We wanted to talk with people in the local film industry about the impact of Pennsylvania's film industry tax incentive and how well we compete with other states.
The film tax incentive is so important to what we do. If it didn't exist, we wouldn't be working right now in the film business because there's so many people that have it, so many states that have it. I would love for it to be uncapped because there would be work constantly and it would bring in millions of dollars into the state. We already get millions of dollars, but it would be even better if the tax credit was uncapped. They've done it in other states, and it's been very successful. If we hit the cap and there's no more work, then people either have to find other jobs or they go out of state to find work. They collect unemployment. They do whatever they can to survive. So it's not really good when it runs out. So we hope that someday it'll be uncapped and we can keep working all the time.
Anybody who works in the film industry knows that it's a migratory industry and that if you have sustainable employment, you know, people will come here from certain regions, but then when the movies run out and they can't make a living, they need to go elsewhere. Ironically, I came back here from Los Angeles and a lot of my friends have spent more time in places like Pittsburgh because of the changing industry. But that said, regionally, unless we run out and frequently people who are here cannot buy a house and stay here full time, And so the economic impact is lessened. And people have to see, we have to do two things. One is take care of the people who are already here, but also frequently productions have to bring in more people from the outside than they should because we don't have enough of an organic base. But if you look at places like Atlanta, they're actually now struggling with this because they've had a very robust tax credit, but they don't have enough workforce. Louisiana has done a little better, I think. Canada is the best example of training workforce and using incentives. So I think it's not only employing the incentives, but make sure you're doing it strategically so you're growing a workforce and you're tying the tax incentives to real employment long-term for the communities. The reason the chair was so important for Steeltown and Point Park and a lot of people in Pittsburgh to bring here is not only did we bring the production here, and not only is it a showcase for Pittsburgh, but it really, in success, it will help be sustainable and other properties. We have a stake in the intellectual property, and that's really where the money is in the content. So the more we can be engaged fully in these productions, like the chair, the more we're able to have a longer stake and train more people on our productions. We had lots of Point Park students work on this because Point Park was a co-investor. So I think in the end, this is a unique model, and people are going to learn. They used to have to go to New York and L.A. to make a movie, and more people are realizing, rather than pay rent in New York, I'm making my movie right here, and that's now a possibility.
That was Carl Kurlander, president of the Steeltown Entertainment Project, and local casting director Nancy Mosser. As Carl mentioned, Georgia is just one of the states with an uncapped tax incentive. Jennifer Hastings is a film producer based in Atlanta who comes from the Pittsburgh area, and she was in town for the screening of The Chair.
I think we can crew like 50 features at one time, and I don't think Pittsburgh comes close to that. Yeah. So, I mean, it makes a difference. You know, I mean, we've got TV shows that are there. We've got Pinewood Studios just came there. So, I mean, obviously, you know, the tax incentive makes a difference. I mean, people are going to come. It's kind of like the Field of Dreams thing. Build it and we're going to come. And I've read something that Chris actually said where before they decided to come here, they were looking at other places because of the tax incentive. And I think Carl hooked him up with, you know, whoever. So, yeah, I mean, $60 million's not much.
So, Don Keyser of the Pittsburgh Film Office, why is the $60 million cap a problem? Some people might say $60 million, that's a lot, actually.
Well, $60 million is a lot, and I have to tell you, I always laugh when I say, oh, gosh, we only have $60 million. We operate the film office on a budget less than $500,000 a year, and we have to raise every dime of it. So when I throw out $60 million isn't enough, it always kind of makes me chuckle in the back of my head. But what you have to realize is $60 million actually translates over $220 million a year in new revenue into the economy. And if we uncapped our program, I'm not saying we're just going to open the treasury doors and start throwing gold bars into the street for the film producers to come and pick up, but it would then allow us not to miss out on opportunities because our program is oversubscribed every year. In southwestern Pennsylvania especially, we have more people that want to come and film. We have more businesses that want to move here. We have more people that really want to create this industry as a bigger sector than it already is because of our history. We've been making movies here forever, all the way back to 1914, as I said earlier. But we really kicked it off in a commercial way with The Night of the Living Dead, which was produced by Russ Streiner and directed by George Romero in 1968. And that's where we really started training our crew. We have an amazing reputation. Most times we've been running five feature films at a time with some commercials thrown in. We've had a TV series. We're still expecting this year to be the biggest year on tap, and we are going to run out of film tax credits. Time we run out of the money, then the work goes away, and we have to wait to build it back up yet again. And capping it would allow us to work year-round. You'd see more television series and television production going on, and there'd be more employment and more people moving back to the region.
And just so people get a clear understanding of this, why is it harder to stretch $60 million in credits in Pennsylvania?
Well, our program's oversubscribed. We have more people that want to come than we can actually give tax credits to because they want to come to Pennsylvania and work. They don't want to exactly go to Georgia. As Jennifer so rightly pointed out, 50 crews I think is an exaggeration. They're having hard time crewing people up in Georgia because they're running about 27 projects at a time.
And so they have an opposite problem. They don't have enough people to staff.
No, and they didn't have an infrastructure. The difference between what Pennsylvania did and these other states did is we offered a tax credit film incentive to grow our industry that already existed. Louisiana decided to get into this business to build an industry, and they've been very successful because their program's uncapped as well. New Mexico did the same thing. But we already had this industry. We just did this to make the playing field level and to really increase the amount of spend in this industry sector. And we've been really successful, especially in southwestern Pennsylvania. We have two feature films on the ground now that are very large features, and they both start shooting in the – well, Kerosene starts in the next month, and we have another film with Will Smith that starts in another month. I've had a call every day this week on four other feature films, and if they all come in, the tax credits are gone, and we're going to sit around and not work again until the next fiscal year, which starts July 1.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and my guest is Don Keyser, director of the Pittsburgh Film Office. We are talking about the Film Industry Tax Incentive Program, currently capped in Pennsylvania at $60 million. And if you have a comment or question or would like to join the conversation, 412-246-2002, the number to call again, 412-246-2002, email ESSPGH at WESA.FM, on Twitter at ESSPGH, hashtag EP Live. Don, reportedly, the multiple Academy Award-nominated movie American Hustle had its sights set on Pennsylvania, but ended up moving to Boston. Do we know of other missed opportunities?
Oh, absolutely. American Hustle wanted to come back to Philadelphia. That's the Silver Linings Playbook. It was the same star, same director, same writer. They wanted to come home, and they weren't able to do it because we were out of funds. There was a show for Disney, a television show. It was the modern version of Hatfield and McCoy's, and it was set in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they had to go to Boston because we were out of film tax credits. And it, by the end of the year, when it started, usually by December of this year, we'll be completely out of tax credits. And we'll get phone calls like that, missing out on great features, missing out on a huge amount of work. Right now, because they limited us to $60 million again this year, we really started the year with $42 million. The way the program works, we're allowed to spend into future years with projects that, like on a television series, it needs a multi-year commitment, for example. So they were promised money in this fiscal year. We had already spent $18 million of that starting July 1st. So we started the year at $42 million. That money will be spent. The film tax credits will be allocated. And please remember, this is an important point. The tax credits are allocated. They're not awarded until these film productions have gone through a complete audit by a CPA that they pay. It's an outside audit that's paid for. All of their paperwork goes through DCED, the Department of Community and Economic Development. Then it goes to the Department of Revenue. They have to file their taxes. There's so many checks and balances that by the time they finish their movie, have gone through all this process. It's 18 to 24 months later before Pennsylvania issues that tax credit certificate. And in the meantime, we've got to enjoy all the revenue, all the taxes they paid. And this is all money we never would have had. And so it's tax credits on work we never would have seen, on money we never would have seen, unless we had this program.
So why isn't the legislature taking up the issue of an uncapped program in Pennsylvania?
Well, we've had a lot of support, and we have support on both sides of the aisle. And Senator Pileggi took on the mantle 2 years ago that he was going to get this program uncapped. He committed to me personally and to others in our industry in a meeting that he was going to make this program number 3 behind California, New York, and he was going to put Pennsylvania right there up there with those programs. Unfortunately, the Commonwealth has been facing so many issues with the transportation issue that finally got resolved, the pension issue that's still not resolved, the liquor issue that hasn't been resolved, that this keeps putting off, this program, although it's important to our industry, and I believe it's important to Pennsylvania's bottom line, it keeps getting pushed off to the side for these other bigger issues that are facing the Commonwealth. I'm hoping that very shortly this is going to be taken up again and we're finally going to get something done with this next fiscal year, because all we're doing now is limiting our growth and limiting our opportunities.
Just to play devil's advocate here, some are wary of leaving the program uncapped because they say it allows the state to spend far beyond $150 million and recklessly. What is your thought about that?
Well, we haven't seen that in Pennsylvania, and our program has so many checks and balances to it that we know exactly who they've spent the money with, and to qualify to count for the credit, it has to be through a Pennsylvania business. It has to be either purchased or rented. All of those things have to happen. And if you look at all the taxes being paid, not only by the employees that are working, but all the businesses that are using some or part of this, some or all of their income from the film industry, there's a lot more being put into that, the tax pool of Pennsylvania, if you will, than actually being accounted, because it's just such a broad swath that the film industry uses. We had the one of the departments out of the state whose name is going to escape me now, but it's a report on the Pennsylvania website, filmnpa.com, that walks you through how much money is being spent, how much taxes is being derived. But remember, there's a difference between taxes and tax credits. Taxes are designed to put money in the pocket of government. Tax credits are designed to put money into the economy. And you, when you and I write our tax check to the city of Pittsburgh, that money goes directly to the city. When the state of Pennsylvania gives us a 25% tax credit, we then are spending more money that goes throughout the entire economy. Those businesses are then being paid or paying taxes as well, but they're not being counted in to the return that's happening with the film tax credits.
Let me throw something else out at you. An April 2014 report authorized by the Regional Economic Models, an economic impact analysis group based out of MIT, showed that Michigan was getting back only 38 cents for every dollar spent on their film tax rebate program and its former tax credit program, while Ambitious was getting back only 24 cents on the dollar. That, when you look at those figures, that doesn't exactly sell the idea of an uncapped program, or does it?
Well, let's talk about Michigan. Michigan did something completely crazy. They wanted this piece of this business. This is yet another state that didn't have an existing industry that wanted to build one. So they came in really strong, and they were offering a 42% refundable tax credit. And they paid it, and refundable means cash. So I go make my $10 million movie, and they also had no minimum spend requirement, and they had no audit requirement. So I go to Michigan, and I make my $10 million movie. I spend whatever I said I spent with them. They're going to give me $4.2 million in cash back from the Treasury in Michigan. It didn't work. They didn't have enough businesses generating enough taxes for Michigan anyway. They did this all the time when the demise of the auto industry in Michigan was really starting. And it was never well thought out, which is why their program's been completely downgraded, and now they've got a transferable credit, and now they're actually seeing a return on their dollars. I'm a taxpayer, just like all of you, everybody listening, and you as well, in Pennsylvania. I don't want to see us handing out money. What I do like us seeing is investing in an industry that's providing jobs, opportunities, and new money coming in. Our program works, and we can prove it. We've had over 30 local union members buy houses in the last 5 years. They were never able to do that before because we didn't have long-term employment long enough for them to know they could continue to make house payments. And it's working. Michigan was a complete failed attempt, and it didn't work. Georgia is doing gangbusters, and they're growing the program. And you're seeing the infrastructure be built in Georgia to support it because they know that program's in place. They know it's uncapped. They know it's going to be there from year to year, and they're seeing the investment. The fact that Pinewood Studios came into Georgia to build their newest facility. Pinewood's the place, they're over in England. It's where they did all the Harry Potter movies. It's where they did all the James Bond movies. They have a long-time history, and they wanted a foothold in America, and they came to Georgia, and they built that facility because they counted on that program continuing. And if Pennsylvania would step up and uncap this program and really let it go and see how we can build this industry, tying it with all the really amazing technology that's happening in southwestern Pennsylvania, we would be there too. And you'd see the infrastructure coming behind it. You'd see the people moving in, and you'd see the revenues being generated.
Don, we have just a few seconds left. What can you say about the approach Carl Kurlander was referring to with the chair about building up a more supportive film community here?
I'm not quite sure what Carl's talking about. Our film program is really, everybody's really supportive of each other. We've grown our industry and we've grown the crew. I don't necessarily, we're already investing with the film tax credit. I don't think trying to raise dollars to bring in other projects is really the way to go. We like the chair. We worked with them. They also received a film tax credit, over $500,000 for that show, because we believed in what they were doing, both with the documentary and the two films that hired our local union crew and put money back into the economy. And that's working. Point Park's film program is one of the best ones we have in our region. They're getting great graduates out of there that are able to leave that school and go get work on these projects that are coming in. And that's the process that's really working. And the tax credit's really making all that happen.
Don Keyser has been our guest. She's director of the Pittsburgh Film Office, talking about the film industry tax incentive program here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Don, as always, great thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Coming up, we'll talk with the director of a new documentary about former Pirates pitcher Doc Ellis, premiering in Pittsburgh tonight. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.